Hey, welcome to a Wednesday, everybody, from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It is time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And joining us in the studio today, we've got a new realty expert. We're going to be talking with Caitlin Ramseth right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back with your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Welcome to the studio, new realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth. Got to give you the applause like we do everybody else.
Caitlin Ramseth. Yeah. I am a licensed realtor with Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah. You were here, what, a couple of weeks ago?
I was on here for a little bit. Yep, I was on here with Ben. We were talking about the Barkin at Berkshire.
Okay, so that's right.
That was my first time.
Yep. Okay, now slow down just a little bit. I know you're a little bit nervous here, but I'm going to ask you some stuff. First off, where are you from, Caitlin?
I am originally from Sartell, Minnesota. So if you don't know where that is, it's by St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Okay. How'd you like it down there?
It wasn't bad. Honestly, Sartell is more of like a residential town, so to do any shopping, you had to go into St. Cloud.
Oh, sure.
So Grand Forks is a lot nicer because everything is right here. Residential and commercial.
How far are you? What's the little town that's got the big strip mall, the outlet malls there?
Albertville,
my favorite place of the planet.
Yeah, it's about like a 30-40 minute drive from Sartell. Okay.
You ever go there and go to like the Crocs store, the Vans store, the Converse store? Because they're the only three stores I go to when I go there. I like shoes. So I'm assuming you came up here to go to college.
I did. I went to the University of North Dakota. I originally started for nursing and then I switched to elementary education. So that's what I got my degree in, was elementary education.
Okay. Did you teach at all?
I did. I taught my first year in first grade. Unfortunately, it was kind of like the COVID year. It was a challenge. Mm-hmm. And I also bought my first fixer-upper that year, too.
Oh.
So that was new for me. And I realized quickly that I needed more money.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where that kind of went.
And the teaching wasn't going to give you that more money, was it?
It wasn't. So with the fixer-upper, there was a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. It was a bad fixer-upper. We're still actually working on it. And that kind of made my decision to switch into real estate.
Okay. Are you good with hammers and nails and saws and things like that? Tape measures?
Surprisingly, I am.
Oh, you are?
I am. Yeah. Learning along the way.
Yeah. Did you have any experience doing that kind of stuff as you were growing up in Sartell?
No. Nope. Everything we pretty much YouTubed.
Okay.
From you too.
Sure. Now, you mentioned you're from Sartell, and you came up here, and I get the nursing thing. I was going to say, why don't you just go to St. Cloud State or something?
I wanted to get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
My sister actually went to the University of North Dakota too, so I kind of followed her just to get out of town, try something new.
Mm-hmm. Is she using her degree now?
She is.
Okay, what's she going to?
She's nursing.
Oh, she is. Okay.
So that's why I started nursing, switched to elementary education, and yeah.
So you buy this fixer-upper, you start working on it, and all of a sudden you get this thought in your head, maybe I don't want to be a teacher anymore. I know I don't want to be a nurse. Maybe I'm going to go into real estate. There had to be more to it than
there
that.
There is. So I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that was really eye-opening to me, just like kind of the mindset of living content, paycheck to paycheck. And then I got my first student debt bill.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, goodness gracious, I need to make a change because I'm not going to be able to do the fixer-upper, pay my bills, and teach all at the same time. So reading the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book really opened my mind into I can do more, and I wanted that challenge. So that's where I told my principal at the time that I was not going to be signing my contract, and I bought the 90-hour course for real estate, and I got started on that journey.
Now, how did you end up with the Berkshire Hathaway family?
So I actually had meetings set up with pretty much every brokerage in town. As soon as I went into Berkshire Hathaway, sat down and talked to everyone there, I knew that that was the place for me.
Mm-hmm. When I mentioned the Berkshire Hathaway family, That is pretty much how they roll over there, isn't
it? It's a family. Yeah, for sure. And I think that's kind of what gave me the vibe that I was going to fit well there, mm-hmm. because it was a family.
And I might add, Berkshire Hathaway, I know a lot of those people. They have got quite the cast of characters at Berkshire Hathaway, don't they?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, we got a couple of people already texting. Bailey, Bjergi.
Oh, hi, Bailey.
Yep. Hey, Caitlin, she's my friend. I love her. She's always takes me out to lunch lots.
We do love our lunch dates.
Oh, God. Bailey's a great girl.
Right. And that's just, it's a big family, like we were saying. Like, everyone there is just so welcoming. We love to hang out and do stuff together, too. Mm-hmm.
So do you get in on all these big grill feeds that they do? Because I know they feed you guys really well. And,
every
you know, we get John Brodeen in here, and he's Mr. Hardbody, and no, I'm on a diet and I'm not going to eat that stuff, but you partake in the festivities?
I partake in them all.
Yeah, and you guys have got a busy week. I know the Potato Bowl Parade is coming up.
Yeah, we're doing that on Saturday.
Have you ever been in a parade?
I have not.
Yeah? Are you going to be on the float?
I will. I'll either be handing out candy or maybe driving the van.
Oh, boy.
I know.
That should be fun. So you've been around here for a few years. You've done the Potato Bowl thing, but this is a real busy week for Grand Forks, isn't it?
It really is. With all the back-to-school events going on in the town, there's a lot going on.
Now, with the realty world, with it being such a busy week, school coming back on, does it make your job more difficult? Does it make it easier? How is it going so far?
So far, it's been really steady. My first year, I always look back at that first day when I walked into the Berkshire office. Mm-hmm. I had no clue what was going on. I didn't even know what realtors wore. So it was, looking back at it, I'm like, wow, I've come a long way. I actually closed on my 20th deal this week.
I was going to ask you if you've closed on any deals yet.
Yeah, so my first year is going really well for me. I still have really high expectations for myself, and I'm still reaching my goals. So there's still a lot to learn.
You know, now you're saying all this because you know they're watching you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you first walked in, you said, you know, I didn't even know what to wear or anything like that.
Yeah.
How did they treat you when you first walked in? I mean, did they say, wow, you're overdressed? I mean, I don't know what you wore when you went there for the first time, but
Everything that first day was kind of a blur to me. Like, literally, the 90-hour course that you have to take to become a realtor does not teach you anything that you need. I mean, it teaches you the basic legal stuff, but everything is pretty much learned hands-on. Every transaction's different, and I'm still learning new things every single day.
Now, to be a realty expert, you have to be a people person.
Yep.
The short time I've talked to you, Caitlin, you seem like you're a people person. Do you like getting out and meeting new people?
I really do, yeah. And that was kind of a change for me, too, because going from first grade, you know, I really only talk to kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
changing that way that I talk to people now is a lot different, going from kids to adults. But I love meeting new people. So
you don't ever have to, in the middle of meeting a new, maybe prospective client, you don't have to actually say, hey, quit picking your nose.
I know, right? There's been a few times that I know that my teacher side has come out, but it's natural. So
now you've said, you just said you've closed plenty of deals now already.
Yep.
What was that feeling like when you closed that first deal?
It was rewarding, especially like who quits their job when they like. Who quits their job that they go to college for, gets the degree in. So that was really scary for me. And it was really stepping out of my comfort zone, quitting that job. Parents, all my friends, they're like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, you're quitting your job. What are you going to do? Because real estate, the money's not guaranteed.
Right.
You know, we're not getting paid hourly. Yeah, we're doing it all on our own. So being able to close that first deal was really rewarding for myself. So
now, you know, you get out of your comfort zone, you said, being the teacher and everything, but there's so much more to having a career.
Yeah.
I've one thing I always put at the top is, are you happy with your career? And that makes a big deal, a big difference, because you could be making all the money in the world, but you might absolutely hate your job. And that just kind of sucks all the fun out of the money you're making. But, it's a little different with these people, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Like I said, every transaction, every client I meet, it's just everything's new. It's fun. It's exciting. I love it.
Are you one of those people, since you were in the teaching profession, is this something, do you get educated every single day?
I do. Every morning I listen to a podcast with real estate. I'm always trying to educate myself on more.
Mm-hmm. You know, me, when we started these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts, I thought I knew a little bit about stuff, you know, in the realty world, but to me, it's a learning experience. Every Wednesday and Friday, I learn something new. I'm starting to get there now, but it takes a while, doesn't it?
It does. Yep. Yep. I expect myself to be learning something new every day for the rest of my real estate career.
Now, you mentioned goals and things you want to accomplish. What are your goals?
So I have a lot of goals for myself. Real estate, obviously, I want to own a lot of real estate. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy doing the fixer-uppers. Whether that's going to be selling them in the future or hanging on to them and renting them out, that's kind of up in the air right now. But I guess my number one goal is to own a Bugatti.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't know what a Bugatti is, I do because my uncle used to have one.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you get to drive it?
No, I was too young, but I got to ride in it. I mean, they only hold two people.
Right.
What in the world ever possessed you to want to own a Bugatti?
You know, my first time going to California, I saw one on the streets, and I was like, I need to have one of those.
Yeah, because they're real practical cars up here in North Dakota, you know.
Yep, for sure.
I don't even know if I'd want to drive one down these streets. Some of them are so bad, but... That's awesome. That's one of your goals. What color?
I am pretty neutral. I think I'd want it like black.
Okay.
Or maybe like a really shiny blue color.
Yeah, my uncle's was blue.
Oh, was it?
How about that? Wow. We almost have a little bit in common there.
Oh, yeah.
So what's it look like now going into winter for you? Have you been a realtor during the winter months?
So when I first started, I came on in November, and it was really hard because it was the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Not many people are buying a house during the Christmas season, so it was a struggle. But I think this year I know what to expect more, how to market myself and just get out there and meet more people.
When you first started, was it kind of a one step forward, two steps back thing for you or not?
Yeah, for sure it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the hardest thing you have found about being a realty expert?
When I first started, I thought that the houses were going to sell itself, basically. I thought it was going to be easy, and I thought I was going to be able to do it right away. So now I know, like, you really have to work at it.
You know,
it's not going to come easy.
Yeah, you guys have professional photographers and everything, and you're thinking, they do all the work. All I got to do is sign the paperwork and do all this.
But
And that's one thing I've learned doing these podcasts. There's so much more involvement with that.
Reality TV makes it look really easy.
Oh, yeah, they? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to flip this house. Here's $400,000 on somebody that, raises pet reptiles for a living. It's a little bit far-fetched. You seem like you're going to fit in just fine around here. How do you like being in Grand Forks compared to down by the St. Cloud area?
So it's a lot of my family is still down there, so it's kind of hard. I do get to go see them every once in a while. Grand Forks itself, though, I think it's just the perfect size. Winters are horrible.
But they're not that much better down there either.
I'm not a fan of winter here, but it is what it is.
And, you know, Sartell, what's it take you, about 4 hours to get there maybe?
Yep. Just about.
That's not so bad.
It's not. Yeah. And, you know, I've always thought like, I'm going to move out of town. But then it's like, I'm going to miss all the seasons. Mm-hmm. I want winter and I want fall. So,
do your family, do they get to come up now and stay with you in Grand Forks?
They do. Yep. They were just up here this past weekend.
So you had a nice long holiday weekend with the fam.
Yep.
Wow. You seem like you're going to do just fine with the Berkshire Hathaway family. You also seem like you fit right in. We could tell that the first time you came in a couple of weeks ago, and now they kind of threw you to the wolves or me and sent you here on your own. And this wasn't so bad, was it?
It wasn't. You know, I don't think I'm going to live up to John Adam and Ben, but I'll try my best.
You'll do just fine. And it's nice to see a new face too.
Yeah.
So we like it. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of new realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, how do they do that?
So I am on all social media, just Caitlin Ramseth. I am also on the Berkshire Hathaway website. But the best way to reach me is probably text or call. My number is 320-267-6692.
Thank you for coming in. You're doing just fine. And we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. And she'll be back again Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Until then, everybody, enjoy your week.